Fire away, you're saying.
Yes, sir. Ready, ready, no?
Serious thing. We are here again, Ballhead and the Dread Podcast. Give thanks for everyone tuned in from those times. So now, Fire, what we reason about today?
Yeah, well, today we are reason about classism versus racism, which is actually worse. Yeah, and we feel like it's a conversation that's been going on for ages, and especially depending on the particular society that you live in. You know, you're more exposed to classism, or you're living in a next society, you're more exposed to racism. So people been asking that question, and I feel like it's time now we tackle that. So more ask that right off the top. Right off the top. Between classism and racism, do you think any of them is actually worse?
All right. I want to say this too before you start and go. Yeah. What I've learned or what I've observed with both of these, classism and racism, they're implemented just to limit competition. And it makes it easier for the people in power to conduct business and keep their power. Mm-hmm. And if I can keep you out based on, for whatever reason, right? So let's do it with classism. A lot of these things you have to sign up for. You need a lot of money to start. Whether it's, stuff with the city and all this registration and all that. That's definitely a form of classism because the average citizen does not have that money to start, better yet get the products to sell. Now, people in power implement that to minimize competition, you know. But on the racial vibe now, it's like the thing is just like this whole color vibe in the sense that we don't want a certain group of people around based on their color. So it's a double-edged sword based on where society, where classism is the main driver for injustices and keeping you out. Yeah. But I said all that to say is that look at that context in regards to classism and racism in regards to minimizing competition.
Yeah.
We want to minimize the pool who can compete for this particular resource, so we keep you out based on that particular thing.
And you know the reason why me would have up to say, so my answer right off the top might sound strange or peculiar, but classism to me is more detrimental than racism from my perspective. I would say that too, being exposed to both, right? As a person who go back and forth and visit different places where solely classism is the king, and then you move on to places like America where racism is more prevalent. What I notice, what I would say, classism is like the little brother for racism. And everybody within a classist structure or a classist system was at some given time exposed to racism, or mostly exposed to racism, because due to them traveling, due to them being more prevalent than everybody else in their society. And so the mere fact that you use your status to belittle everybody else within your structure, knowing that these people might face the same struggles like you, and then you are aware of the fact that if you live outside of this structure, you become now a little person, and you fall lower on the hierarchy. The fact that you enforce your power, knowing say you are neither at the top and you are neither at the bottom, it make me feel like say you are worse of a person. Because recently being in Jamaica, I'm gonna notice a couple of things. That's the prime example, right? You have this Uptown Circle who look down upon everybody else. And may I try observe why this Uptown Circle look down upon everybody else? Them look down upon everybody else based on appearance. And may I say, what is there in an appearance? If you're a black man and somebody have a darker skin tone, or them not on your level financially, what is there to look down on them on? It's like, to me, most of them don't even know. Them can't answer the question. I'm ask somebody in an Uptown Circle while being there the same exact question. Them can't answer it. And then what I proceeded to do, I proceeded to mention to them, did you know that there was acts of classism a while ago that you just portray? Them said to me, say, no, why am I say that? But you know, say, most of them unaware of the facts of them are that. And that are the most dangerous thing that could have ever exist. The fact says, where you say classism create for limit competition, you're limiting competition, you're prejudiced against your own. You know what it is when a man can't prejudice against him own, That's in, that tell me, so right off the top, it's like, yeah, you have a whole identity crisis. And to me, there's an identity racism. Within racism, there is no identity crisis. I'm not even going to ask that. There's not an identity crisis within racism, but when it comes to classism, there's a major, major identity crisis. Because a racist condition is more conditioned. For know a condition and know the grounds of that conditions.
I think they're both delusional in a sense. I'm gonna tell you why. With the classism, the fact that they don't identify with the person they're the same of is like a socialization in a sense. Mm-hmm. They're the same person, right? Let's use Jamaica for example. And we have, I'm a little darker than you, but we have this complexion, right?
Yeah.
But if you're from uptown or from downtown, I've been socialized to look up to you, and you've been socialized to look down for me. So it's kind of like we're both kind of have a misunderstandings of the realities of our situation outside of the context of economics, right? Mm-hmm. Economically, yes, you may be a little more privileged for me. But remember, my situation is not an absolute. I have potential to reach your situation. And I think that's where the whole thing doesn't make sense. Like, they look at people in absolutes like it's over. So you look at a young person from a certain social environment and look at him in absolute to say he's going to be in that position for the rest of his life. He may be, but there's a high probability that he won't. But the connection for us is the fact that we are both of African descent, or we both are Jamaican. It's not like the Indian Jamaican looking at the dark-skinned Jamaican or the Chinese Jamaican looking at the black Jamaican. I'm using a reference of two African Jamaicans, but the difference that they see is based on economics.
Yeah, and it's not just economics alone either too, you know. And the reason why me again, me target the classism too, is because for one thing, right? So me look at it as just one big plantation. Yeah. As we know, we see the earth as one big plantation. Think about it this way. You have the slave master. Uh-huh. The slave master, me that classify as the racist.
Yeah.
See, then you have the slave driver. That is where me classify the classes.
Yeah.
The classes. And when you look at the worlds in the grand scheme of things, that slave driver is also a slave. So you see the fact that the slave driver is also a slave. So you see the moment when me decides say, as a slave, say me I gotta spark a revolution, who you think I try to come shut me down?
Yeah.
It's a slave driver shut me down in representation of master.
Yeah.
And in representation of master, meaning, that person is the eyes and ears of Massa. And if you are the eyes and ears of Massa, who ensures that this plantation still go on? Is the slave driver ensure the plantation still go on? So me, look at the slave driver as being even more dangerous than Massa. Because you see the moment I see Massa, I'm already alert once I see Massa. But you see the moment the slave driver is the whole go-to for the whole structure. Without the slave driver, nothing can be maintained. And you see the fact that the slave driver maintaining this whole power structure and blocking me out from escaping from this plantation, me have to see you as more dangerous because at no given time I can't really know your full intention.
No, I hear.
And you can come. You can come one day and sit down with me, you know, and me don't even realize that you are the slave driver because of the way how you look, of the identity, of the identity and the appeal to it. You know, so I hear somebody recent in Jamaica, I share with me of the countries like Jamaica. You know, say speaking Patois, which is the native language, is even something where you can be seen as being lower on the ranks far, and classism go against that.
And I want to, what you said just ties into what I was saying earlier in regards to limiting competition.
Yeah.
Because it's like the slave driver does not want you to rise in position because you threaten his livelihood.
See, I see him as dangerous.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, I'm overstand.
Yeah, so it's just that vibe in regards to, I think it's the whole maintenance of position within society that leads people to behave in that order. And especially in Caribbean countries, it seems like there's always a particular group, whether done intentionally or unintentionally, that seems to have that power.
Yeah.
And they want to rule with that power. So they create all the laws and legislations to make sure the other group stays in that
still
particular
don't
power.
See them, yeah.
You know? But so what we'll do now for Africa, I don't like using the term tribe, but particular group.
Yeah.
You know, they come and they give a particular group power, political power, financial power, suppress the other group, they fight against each other, blah, blah, blah. But with the Caribbean countries, I noticed what they did because a lot of them, Africans are the majority.
Yeah.
But it seems like Jamaica, right? With the Asian people, the Chinese people, the fact that they could come and don't pay taxes. That's legislation made to put them in a higher power. And you as a dark-skinned African Jamaican person, it's hell to get a business license. It's hell to stay in business, and you're paying taxes. So how can you compete with a person who can't pay taxes? Limiting competition. They're setting it up to limit competition legally.
That's why I'm telling you something. I agree with everything that you're saying, but I talk about the detriments of it. You know?
Oh, no, I want to tie back. I want to say why racism is worse, though. Tying back now that we're reasoning, I think that racism is worse is this. And I see this using Caribbean people as an example. You see with racism, it truly limits the amount of people in positions of power. And you see a one type of person, particularly white people in America, right? But in the Caribbean with the classism, you still see people who look like you in power, even if they don't respect you, right?
Yeah.
You still see a person who looks like you in power, and that is empowering, and that gives you more fire with a belief that you can do something.
Who you get fire?
Huh? Hold on. No,
who
I
you
said,
get fire?
Hold on, I'm going to tell you. Listen. What I noticed with, and people may disagree with this, and I just had a conversation with somebody. What I noticed with people, African-Americans, who have been here for generations, mm-hmm. we see it. You go to any university right now, I'm not talking about no HBCU. I'm talking about, they call them PWOs, that PIW or something, predominantly white colleges.
Yeah.
Majority of that student body is first generation Caribbean, first generation African.
Yeah.
Medical school, first generation Caribbean, first generation. Yeah. If you go to your average doctor right now, lawyer or CEO, it's some Caribbean there, some African vibe. My theory is this. They come from an environment where they see people in positions of power in a classist society, right? But when it comes to the racism fight, you don't see anyone who looks like you in those positions. It messes with your psyche, and you truly feel you can't do it and you don't pursue it.
Mess with the psyche more to me still when you get oppressed by your own. So that's what me answer, because we're not dispute. Me agree, well,
hold
agree
on,
the
Frank.
Analogies with that.
But you're still getting oppressed by your own in America too, still though.
Yeah, so hold on there. I want to make sure I clarify my point, you know.
All right.
I don't want nobody to feel like, say, the whole concept, but the construct of racism, man. Don't play the construct of racism, you know.
Yeah.
Because everybody by now must, the representation of me and representation of the topics that we will discuss and the direction of all this, I got them already, and us understand the construct of racism and what we feel about the construct of racism. And how we, the role that we play for try to get rid of the construct of racism. My thing is that, point blank, even though racism has subtle appeal, there is less subtle appeal when it comes to classism than racism. Because racism have subtle appeal in regards, you know, like the laws them where them write for, where them build redlining and all of these different things, but women are classified as subtle appeals of all of these convent where them write and for shut you out of certain places and things of that nature.
Yeah.
But the belly of the, if we are in the belly of the beast,
we're
in America, we're in a capitalistic society where we already know the direction where them take it. We already have a whole heap of evidence for sure. How racism played and all of the legislations that were passed, the history of America would have come in before civil rights, all of these different things, going back and back. We don't need to even try to identify that. Racism played face right off the top, up to this modern day, we have to stop and frisk, and we see how different appeal, how them target blacks and target Latinos. But that, to me, that is a straightforward construct. It's not. There's complexities to it, you know, because there's so many. It's a whole big topic, you know, where there's so much complexities to it. But my thing is that if me say a racist, or if me say a system of racism, me can identify it. But I don't know if it's just a thing within my brain, you know, because me don't want to just speak subjectively and neglect the whole objective concept. Yeah. But I can identify racism. But when it comes to classism, I can identify it, but it's something that's more difficult to identify. You know why it's more? Because just like, for example, I was in a, I don't really want to reveal too much detail of this example, but some people of a higher society within Jamaica see some youths who them would classify as regular looking youths, because them say them a smoke a spliff. And certain things, went and file a particular complaint, about these youths, not realizing that these are actually progressive youths. Progressive youths who are doing something way beyond the scope of whatever they would do for their systematic jobs. So these are different things within races, within classism, where me continuously say again and again, yeah. Where it talk, where them keep on a target them own, not overstanding how destructive this particular thing is.
No, and fire, how I hear.
It stop the whole society from progressing, as opposed to say, all right, so we are going to use our status now. We are going to use our power where we in. We are going to use a circle. And then this whole uptown circle, this whole privilege circle, is the next degrading thing too. Where, to me, again, if a racist attack me feel good in myself and know say my purpose as being an anti-racist or being a man who is a target of a racist, you know. Me know my purpose and know my stance, you know.
No,
but when a man have a circle and a man try to block me out of a circle, knowing say me I try come up in a life and me I try come up in a life and me I try to accomplish something that is progressive and constructive, and my own try to bring me down, me see that as more detrimental than a man who is not like me, who already make it known that he opposes me or implemented some law that opposes my whole construct or my whole well-being.
Now, far I hear what you're saying, but that's if they're upfront with it. You get what I'm saying? Because a person could be from a different group and be subtle with the racism.
I'm saying, no, it's subtle in it, yeah.
And the same thing that takes place in Jamaica takes place in America in regards to
classism. So with subtle act of racism, you couldn't identify right now. Don't get me wrong, there is subtle acts, but generally speaking, with subtle act of racism, you could identify compared to classism.
I think both are subtle for the most part, because it's just like, it's not up in your face, but it's just that blocking in a sense in regards to, experiences you have here with certain groups of black people who just fight you down, fight and block you out of stuff. Just like you have a white person fight you down and block you out of stuff. No one has to be up front and call you a bad name. They can smile and shake your hand. And just make sure
black people in America still wait, what would our fight against one another? To me, I wouldn't call it classism. You know why I wouldn't call it classism?
Yeah.
Because they're not of a different class.
No,
because
the fight, listen.
It's just a mental thing. It's not of a different class. You know.
No,
it's the same class. It's really the same class that you know. Some wouldn't classify that as classism.
Fire, it is classism. That's like saying you want a job and this is classism. You're at an entry position on a job, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a black man there that makes three more times than you. Who's in a different class? Who's in a position, right?
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, he just doesn't want another black person up there, or he doesn't think you're capable of doing it because you're black. That's classism, fire.
You see that's classism.
So what's that?
Explain that again. I want to make sure someone understand the concept.
Entry position, you get a job, right?
Yeah.
You're making 45. The bridging in there in management, say he's not your direct manager, but he's above. Say he's making 2, 3, right? He's the one in position to make the decision for you to move up.
That's a black man.
A black man.
Okay.
And the reason he doesn't move you up because he doesn't want another black person around there.
That sound like a whole identity crisis to me. more than classism. But classism include identity crisis, you know. But
they
are
intertwined. You can't separate them. You remember earlier I said the identity crisis.
Mm-hmm.
You remember I said that earlier with the Jamaican example. They're all intertwined. The problem with now the thing. The reason I said the racism is so heavy is because not only does it have all the attributes you've explained of classism, right? Yeah. Which classism does have a large portion of race depending on the society too. It's not necessarily the white thing, but it's like an interracial dynamic in regards to skin color, or they have an Indian background, or they're from a different subculture within the culture, right? But with the racism, you have everything with the classism and you have the race as the source. That's why it's so heavy. That's why America, and I was stating that early in regards to classism, at least there's a probability of you seeing someone in a high position that looks like you. So at least in your brain, right, despite the class, yes, you may understand there's a class barrier there and it may be a barrier that you never get through. But at least in your brain, you saw somebody that looks like you. The problem with America, it's different now with modern generations because there are more people. But when you speak to those people from the 60s, 70s, first thing they say is, man, it's not for me, or I don't know, because they didn't see, they didn't visualize, they didn't touch anyone in that position. So that's why I say they're kind of hurt more mentally from the racism than the classism.
I'm feel like, normally I listen to them, I feel like we have two different approach to the topic.
Yeah.
Because the reason why I'm say that, right? When they say, when you see somebody in power, at least it can have a positive impact on the brain. Me more see that as a negative impact in the long run, you know?
Yeah.
Because I think it's like more detrimental when you find out, say, the person who actually gave the concept of being successful or is a person who actually looked down upon their own.
No,
and then in the whole thing too, when you think about racism, we can't go around it. It is what it is. If you think about racism, you're gonna think about either a white person, you're gonna think about an Asian person based on how the world run, how economics run, with America and China, Russia, the way how them lock in the economics, or you think about G7, G20, it's all the same type of nations. But when you think about classism, there's no definition of it. Yes, racism includes classism. We can't deny that.
Yeah.
But the fact that there is no direction where you can see where you can see the classism come from, because you don't know how to expect it. It don't have the same type of structural implementations to it like racism. Racism is so of such a strong grip on the structural implementation that compared to the way classism is called, think about it for you. If the average nation that sees classism, you have COVID. Let's use COVID as an example. Jamaica, no nation in the Caribbean, no CARICOM nation could even create a vaccine of them own. They have to turn to America, turn to whatever nation for create vaccine. So imagine somebody being looking down on people within their own society, yet still when emergencies come or any form of situation come, they have to look towards a larger nation. All right, let me put it like this. A classist have to look towards a racist in time of emergency. Yet still, you decide that you are above somebody else. How can you decide that you're above somebody else when, in fact, you don't have no form of resource of your own? So you don't have no resource on your own. You cling towards a racist towards your so-called development or a benefit, individual benefit. But yet still,
no,
you
fire,
decide
listen.
That you are more than me.
Two things I want to touch on. One, in regards to the inspiration. I think you're going too little far with the inspiration in regards to when I say a person's inspired.
Can't go far with it, fire.
Hold on, listen what I'm saying. When an average person sees a person, they don't know what the person is. It's the fact of seeing that person. It's the fact of seeing that person in a position inspires you. We can't deny it because we're all inspired by people. Seeing someone who looks like you.
Well, man, I'm not, long term, you know.
Hold on. They're not breaking down whether this person is, you know, working with them or not working. It's the fact that I have a possibility of being in this position.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a black person as a judge compared to never seeing it, so it's not even a thought.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I mean by that. In regards to the classism, in regards to clearly identifying it, I think they do because they speak a lot about it in Jamaica, and I think people do understand it. And I'll give you an example, classism.
Mm-hmm.
You remember during the height of COVID when they was opening Rick's Cafe Fire? And other people could not have a party. It's having illegal morning parties.
Yeah, I remember.
Right, that's a great example of classism. Many people saw it as classism. They never mentioned it being racism. They said it's a class situation where the owners of Rick's Cafe have access to government officials, and they're getting privileged. They're getting privileges that the other person can't get based on their class. Mm-hmm. So it's not like it's a hidden full of thing where like people don't identify classes. They could understand it. They may not be able to articulate it. But it's much more visible than people want to say. I don't think it's hidden like it's very much there. It's very much there. It's not hidden like, you know, you don't understand what's going on. Like this person has clear privileges because of their class and their access.
I mean, I say it hidden, but it still can't have a structural implementation as racism because it don't have the resources like what racism.
I think it does though, man.
No,
because
classism can't have the same resources.
Yeah, it has the resources because those in the higher class
it
make
has
the legislation.
Hold has. On.
No, I'm just saying.
But not as much.
No, listen. They're both done with different intentions. But the people who run the country are in a higher class.
Yeah.
They make the decisions for the country.
Yeah, for the country.
It's just that's what I'm saying. It's for the country that we can't. Obviously, it's a small country. We can't compare it to America.
No, we the fire, but you can't lift that out of the runnings. You can't lift it out because the reason why you can't leave it out because these people look to the inspiration of this particular country, meaning that they know what the broader world. They know what the broader world entail, and then they take what the broader world entail and try to suppress their own nation, as opposed to, like, for example, what if we turn it on a flip side and the classes decided that, okay, you know, we're going to take the information from this country and we're going to implement it in a positive way. You know how much directions it could have got, as opposed to in America where there's not much direction because racism is so embedded in the culture of America. There's not much direction to turn, while there is direction to turn within these developing nations.
There is no direction to turn because the classism is so embedded in the country. I want to give you one example real quick. You know how you have hierarchy, right? Say we in a room with an artist right now, right? And that artist is loud and talking. When the next artist come in, he gonna be quiet of a higher standard, right? And the artist that just came in, he gonna be loud and carrying on. When the next artist come in, he gonna be quiet.
That's natural. I don't want that to confuse hierarchy with classism. You know? But that's natural because not, just the way you, people you
gave,
see.
When you gave the example in regards to Jamaica and U.S., I'm saying America is the hierarchy. What do you expect Jamaica to do?
America is not just... Jamaica can do more than that, man. Can do more, man.
In theory, they can, but just like you
not
said...
Not in theory, in practical, so they can do more than that, man.
Just like you said, that America is limited because the system is embedded with racism, right? Jamaica is limited because the
embedded
system...
Embedded in a classism?
Yes.
The system embedded in a classism?
Yes.
No, would I beg for differ? Would I say the system embedded in
the
a classism?
The system of Jamaica is not embedded in classism?
The system... All right. You know, I feel like it's a two-fold conversation. It's a yes and a no to that, you know. Because based on the way the conversation will go, based on the direction of the conversation, Jamaican system embedded in a carrying out classism. But we can't say, oh, classism is just the whole big fold of the system as how it is in America. The fold of Jamaican system is not just classism, but classism.
Explain how, why it's not.
Remember saying Jamaica, the way Jamaican structure, you know, there's a whole heap of different influence upon Jamaica. As we mentioned before, the people at the top, these are the classes, and it's a whole trickle-down concept. Similar, right. You have capitalism, and you have the business, the Fortune 500 companies, and it trickle-down same way.
All right.
But the way Jamaica is, there can be more than a theoretical implementation. There can be more than a theoretical implementation of different policies, different benefits towards the people that is not implemented.
No, all right, put theory to the side. I'm just saying in regards to the people that...
So just to wind on the topic, to me, based on what we've been discussing, classism, yes, is embedded in societies like Jamaica and all of the developing countries, as they would call them, or third world countries, as they would call them. Yes, but it's not a deep-rooted concept or construct as racism is. So the fact that these people instill is knowing better, that is one of the crucial points to knowing better, being exposed to different constructs. And again, a lot of these people who are in the classist system within this country were not raised within that confinement. So that is the next thing. Them become socially engineered to become classist.
I agree with that.
While race, most majority of people who are racist were raised as racist. So that again is one of the main different things.
Why
me overall, again, it's two wicked concepts. So I don't want to body things or attach it is not against a racist. No, you know? I don't want to make people misunderstand that, you know.
You made great points and I appreciate the clarification, right?
You see me?
I understand you're saying the fact that they're raised in racism, right? And a lot of people, some are raised in classism, but some kind of adopted as they get in
get
class,
adaptation,
right?
College or a particular circle, and
that,
then
right?
Get a fiend, like an addiction based off of the circle and become like that when them never them did actually raised with certain morals besides just being a classist. Most classes, unless you're a chin art, sorry, I didn't even want favor. It is what it is. Unless you're a chin or you're one of these big names or certain different things where you can say, okay, you know, so I'm raised this particular way. I'm grew up with these type of funds. We grew up with these type of funds. Enriquez are these families who would run out of Jamaica a certain way where you grew up with these funds. In actuality, you were not raised as a classist. But if you think about racism and you think about majority of people who are racist, they were raised as racist by racists. So it's a whole systematic thing where more deep-rooted.
And this is the thing I want to touch on before we end, right? One, whether you're raised as a classist or a racist, it doesn't necessarily give you the power to implement it for the average person. You get what I'm saying?
No, I'm not understanding. I want to have clarification.
So say you grew up in Alabama, right? Mm-hmm. You were raised to just have disdain towards black people. The only thing you could probably do is say something verbally or maybe physically assault, but systematically there's not much that you can do unless you were in a position of power. Yeah, you get what I'm saying?
More of us than I say.
With the classes now, what I'm saying, everyone who's a classist doesn't necessarily have, because they may be a classist, but unless you're in a position of power to display it in regards to purposely not hiring particular people or purposely not paying a certain wage, you can demonstrate it. Going back to what I was saying is that, because initial argument is like what the classism is not as embedded in society as much as racism. Just like legislation is governed by racism, right? I am arguing the legislation in Jamaica, the laws, especially with business, is governed and fueled by classism just as much as legislation and laws in America is influenced by capitalism. Reason being, the purpose of both are using some form of false categorization of people to limit competition. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm arguing. Now, you get what I'm saying. I just hope it's clear in the sense that...
No, I'm overstanding. Yeah. Overstanding there, I say. I just try to say when we see the general, picture, I think fully where me I come from is seeing this general picture, I would argue that the most gruesome nature... You know what them always tell in our mafia movies, you know?
Yeah.
The most detrimental killers are the most detrimental top dons. Are the dons them who go through the most struggle and the most pain.
Yeah.
Or you ever see a female dan in a mafia movie, she gonna be gruesome.
Yeah.
That's one of the things, because once you're oppressed to a certain extent, I feel like a person who go through a whole heap of oppression and still become an oppressor is even more dangerous to me than a person who raised as an oppressor. That is my whole point for winding the whole conversation. Yeah. A person who raised as an oppressor or raised and get trained to be an oppressor for years and conditioned along that lines. To me, a person who get oppression and who's like, to me, naturally, any person who get oppressed supposed to can connect with the struggle and feel the struggle and supposed to can fight towards a betterment or empowerment towards being elevated from oppression as opposed to being oppressed. So to me, that person is even more gruesome than the person who become conditioned and raised and get trained to be a racist. So that are the concept or the direction that me approach the conversation from, you know. But what I like to ask the people them still, like, to you, from your perspective or your understanding of the concept of classism or racism, which do you even think one is worse, or you see them on the same plane? What is your thought process on what is classism versus racism, you know?